This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Matthew Primrose. He completed his anesthesia residency in Edmonton, Alberta, through the University of Alberta. Currently, he lives with his family in Lethbridge, Alberta, and he works at Chinook Regional Hospital. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Matthew Primrose. How's it going, Matt?
I'm pretty good, Chris. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, well, why don't you start us off? Tell us where your career has gone since medical school.
Yeah, so since medical school, I got into residency in anesthesia in Edmonton. So spent 5 years training up there. During that time, I was in contact with the group down in Lethbridge, which is where I'm from, as well as where my wife Kyla's from. And so I did a couple of electives down there, and there ended up being some retirees at the time. And so we basically, right when residency was done in 2018, we moved back down, took a job down there, and have been working there since. Did come up to Edmonton over the first few years to do the odd locum week here and there, more so just to visit some friends up in Edmonton. And also we were the exact opposite of what we are now, a fairly flat in terms of our manpower. But after that first couple of years, then just kind of stuck to Lethbridge, and that's what I've been doing since.
Great. So from your vantage point in your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
I guess if we're going to say for my specialty specifically, so for anesthesia, I guess we're kind of like primary care and family medicine where we have a relative shortage, I would say, of providers. And I think that definitely extends provincially, nationally, even probably globally, it sounds like. So one of our big challenges is just maintaining our surgical volumes and our throughputs in the setting of these shortages, and also ever-growing demand, aging population, and these various surgical initiatives that are targeting higher surgical volumes and getting wait lists down. So I think those are, for specifically anesthesia, those are kind of the big challenges now. And overall, I think we're much like the rest of those specialties that are a little short. We're, for the most part, making things happen and getting the care out there that needs to happen while simultaneously trying to face some of these challenges and come up with strategies to help our manpower.
Okay, well, and as you're speaking about your specialty, what would you say excites you the most in your area of medicine?
For my area specifically, and it's obviously very closely tied with surgery, I think some of the biggest advances that have been made over the number of years and even decades really is with respect to our post-surgical treatment of patients. And by that, I mean, we're doing large major surgeries and we're decreasing our patients' length of stay significantly over the past number of years. And that's multifactorial. A lot of it is new surgical technique and minimally invasive ways that they're able to do things. And then a lot of that too is on our end, where we're utilizing different anesthetic techniques or regional anesthesia, some medication involvement, but more so those previous things too, to really get these patients through these major operations, but also not have them spend forever in hospital and thereby preventing the next person in the line from getting their surgery. So I think it's not being overly technical from our end. It's a multifactorial way of how we treat these patients from start to finish and all these various approaches that have really, really minimized length of stay and enabled a higher surgical output.
I appreciate that perspective because it's certainly not my world. It's not my day to day, but I can see how collectively the surgical team, the anesthesia team, is trying to think of ways allowing more capacity to do the surgeries.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so switching gears here, we went to medical school together. So looking back, what would you say is your favorite memory from medical school?
Oh, there's a lot. That's a pretty tough question. There's a couple things that I'll mention. If I have to pick one thing or one event, then I'll say that class trip that we did at the end of med school. That I think is very telling of what our class was kind of about. I'd be really surprised if that's been even close to replicated ever. You know, having, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was like 60 people or something that went on that trip.
I think even more than that. I think it was like classmates and partners.
Yeah, so that to me is a pretty impressive thing and goes to show how our class interacted with each other and approached each other. I found we're a very welcoming and inclusive group, as well as a group that likes to socialize and like to stay involved and basically hang out with each other. So to have that many people go on a trip for 4 years of being together, I thought was really, really cool and showcased a little bit about what the Bone Saws were all about. Apart from that, lots of really cool sports and all that sort of stuff. The hockey and all that was awesome. And we just had a basketball team as well. I would say, though, the thing that first popped into my mind, and it's very mundane, but it's just the day-to-day routine in med school I really enjoyed, especially those first few years where we're all together. You came and you know, it was great. You had your coffee, you socialized with everybody, maybe ran over to the Butter Dome for a workout at noon and came back for some other classes. And just the being around everybody and being around those same group of people that you really enjoyed and liked for that time is probably the fondest memory that I have. And it's not one specific event, but it's that whole time that we had. And that was a cool and fun time in all of our lives.
Yeah, for sure. I think you hit it on the head. There were so many things that we got to do together and remembered.
Yes.
So going to our last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
I think we were constantly looking ahead to the next thing, the next year, the next rotation, the next, I don't know, research thing that we're going to get involved with to further our CV and resume and all that sort of stuff. And I think I did an okay job of it, but I would say like just be super present in all those times and moments along the way and not obviously having some hindsight, not taking for granted any of those unique times like that. Obviously, we're never going to have that time where we can go and sit around for 8 hours in Keats and, you know, have pretty limited overall responsibility. So just really being present and soaking that all up and enjoying that, I think it would be the biggest thing that I would say. And then additionally, with respect to some hobbies and things like that, I would say as much as you can, try to keep up with some of your most important hobbies that you like and enjoy. And I did that to a certain extent and then let some of them slide away just due to time constraints and things like that. But I've subsequently been able to get back into some of those things. So I think I would say keep up with your favorite hobbies and then be as present as possible and enjoy those times, which for the most part, I think most of us did. But I'm sure there were times along the way where we all lost a little bit of perspective at least.
Well, Matt, I'm so happy that we got to chat today. And my very specific memory of you when I think about med school is your involvement with the Bonesaw Bros doing the Katy Perry parody and just like you singing and I can see your legs swinging. And that's just my image when I think back of Matt in med school. But, you know, like you said, I feel that you are such a great contributor to the vibe and so friendly and you're always down to chat and always so willing to help. I know that you have some very good domain specific knowledge that I tapped you for and you're so helpful and so kind and I really appreciate it. And unsurprisingly, I can see how you enjoy just all the time that we spent together in class. So once again, thanks for participating in our podcast today and looking forward to catching up again sometime down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate all the work you put into this. I think it's a really cool idea to see what everybody's up to and what they've been doing over the last number of years and appreciate it.